With Moshe Lobenstein.
Yeah, it was just Chosh V'Olam. So the title was "When to Shout at the Valkyra," but maybe the title more correct is "When Not to Shout at the Valkyra." So I'll explain. The Torah starts off by saying in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Siman Kuf Mem Beis, that you shouldn't stop anyone, any Balkoira, you shouldn't interrupt when he makes a mistake. There's a big avera to mevayish someone barabim. And that's how the Torah says. And he brings a raya from the Medrash. The Medrash says, if a person says, even missing a letter, he says, vayoyim haroin, instead of aharoin, misses out the aleph, Medrash says yoyitza. So the Torah says, I learn from here that it's don't pull up anyone, it's more important not Shalolivai Shabarabim. But the remark comes along in Shulchan Aruch, in some Kufman base, and he makes a pshara. He says there's a difference if it's a Shinu Shemeshtana in a day's Indian. That means if the word is going to make a difference in the translation, then you've got, then Machzir Noisai. But if it's only a small little change where it won't make a difference in the translation, then you don't pull him up, and if you do pull him up, then it's a problem of Mevayishe Barabim. So what is called a mistake that you would have to pull him up? So such a mistake is the example that the Mishnah Berurah gives is for if it actually changed the meaning. Emotionally, you say, instead of Ya'aseh, you say Ye'oseh. It's a proper changing. You should make and it should be done. And Yoshev and or to Yoshav. But if it's just a mistake like Ace and S and Koil and Kol, then it's correct. One must keep quiet. Afterwards, one should tell him, you know, if he keeps on doing it every week, then one should tell him. I mean, I've heard in two shuls in London, they have a minig that there's only one person it's his job to tell the gabba. He looks at, to tell the balkoi if he's making a mistake. If not, just goes haywire. And somebody told me that his classmate, when he was a bar mitzvah, people were just pouncing at him over narishkeiten, and the bar mitzvah boy just burst out crying in front of everyone. And that, you know, the kavod habrios especially of a young person, comes before words that don't even make a difference in translation. So before a person shouts out, it's important to know, does he really know? Does this word make a difference in translation? There are many times where even the Eish Lavram says, sometimes even if one thinks it's different, the Moshe, he says, I'll give you an example. It's a big Kiddush, he says, and let's in Parshas Matos, it says, V'yiyu al midyon, losis nikmas Hashem. V'yiyu means, and they should be al midyon. And if a person says vayiyu, means and they were. So the Eish Lavram is a Kiddush, although it's different meaning, but it doesn't really make a difference in the content, because it's talking about who should go and fight Midian. So it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about the Shvatim should go and fight Midian. They should be, or they were appointed. At the end of the day, it's they're going to fight. So, Bekitzer, you see, there are some words that you've got to know as for sure that it makes a difference in the translation. And if you don't know, it's more important to keep quiet.
It's called
what?
And you've told the
Balkoi on
communications that he should make a difference.
Yeah, so there. Yeah, so no, it makes a difference. One by you, and they saw my you, and they should, and they feared, yeah. So there, it makes a difference. But there are many times that it's just a matter of Ace and S. And Molly can have, it says, even if it's Mitzrim, and he added on to Mitzrim. Mishbura says, even if he added on a letter sometimes, it won't make a difference. Or simply Mitzrim and Mitzrim. They're both Loshen Rabim, both Mitzvah. But the Mishmur says that there's no difference. There is a case where the Maisa, we don't hear some people pulling up, but Mishabura does say that it is important to pull up. This is where the Nagina, I mean, there's two kinds of Nagina. So there's the Nagina which has got a stop, and there's a Nagina which is tells you to go forward. For example, you can have Vayoyme Hashem HaMoshe. The Vayoyme is, it's a stop Nagina, Vayoyme. And he could say instead, Vayoyme Hashem HaMoshe. So there, the Naginas have different meanings. One's a stop and one's a continue. So Mishabur brings the Chiddush that once you're supposed to pull them up then. I don't know, I've never actually seen people pulling up when it comes to such things, but I said this is something which gets pulled up. But I must tell you now, here comes the Chiddush of the whole thing. When the Chiddush is as follows. On weekday, there's a din. What happens if a Baal Koyre misses out a complete pasuk? So surprisingly enough, if you catch him on time, it's okay. But if he's gone, if we've already done 10 psukim, or we're going to be doing 10 psukim without this pasuk, then the din is that it doesn't matter. You don't have to pull him back. Because on weekday, as long as you do 10 psukim, it's okay. Because the actual pasuk that you've missed out, you're going to hear on Shabbos. So therefore, there'll be a lot of tainas. Just like if you miss out a whole pasuk, it doesn't really matter because you're going to hear it again on Shabbos. Hu adin says the bialocha. If the Baal Koyre said even yoishev instead of yoshav, that means in a word that would change the meaning. Bialocha says that he leaves it at tzor chiyum, but I'll get to the pesach in a minute. It's lo gora from missing out a whole pasuk. But when you change a word which has got an important difference in meaning, it's lo gora from missing out a whole pasuk. And as long as you lay in 10 psukim, you should be yoit to the actual chiyuv. It's okay on a weekday on mincha b'shabbos. So bialocha leaves it tzor chiyum, and I see in Sefer Shkiyos Miyoven they bring from Bliashov that the he paskin that as well as the loch lemaisel, if you've lain 10 psukim, then there's no need to pull him up. So therefore, here comes another thing that you have to be careful on weekday. One doesn't have to be so nervous and shout at Baal Koyre if you made a mistake. As long as you've had 10 psukim, then you've been yoytzed the etzem chiyuv kriya. It's important to know. What? No. You don't have to be in one go.
Over three aliyah.
Each aliyah has to have three psukim. Yeah. As long as each aliyah has had three correct psukim, the one pasuk that you make a mistake, then as long as you have, then Rabbi Yashav, then Bialoch leads it to Achiyu, and Rabbi Yashav paskins.
And the Chodesh will repeat their pasuk because they haven't got.
Yeah, because they need three. You've got to have three psukim, yeah. So that's as much as Nagia.
Don't the Bakran expect to be corrected if he makes a mistake? So it's no.
Yeah, well, if Bakre is not a person who gets embarrassed, I don't know what to say. It seems to be that we pass me that it's something that's not important. One should not pull them up. One should be careful and cover the bris. Now, that's the end of that Nakuda. Now, I just want to, I found a couple of about 8 or 9 interesting things that one does b'derech regilus when you get an aliyah and you don't realize things have all got makairos. I found it very interesting. We'll start off, when a person gets an aliyah, it's a din of Shulchan Aruch, one should go in the fastest route. People know that, but it's a din of Simon Kofim Alaf, Siv Zayin. The next thing is, one's supposed to, and one shouldn't just go and say Baruch, one should dafka see the place where you're going to start. It's a Loshan, also Kuflam, Tessif Dalad, Loyeb, a posuk, Shatorch, Lehaschel, Boy, Kadesha, Yeda, Mamma, Varech, you should know what you're making a bracha on. Now, when you have an aliyah, should you have the Sefer Torah open or closed? Oh, so really there's three shittas. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. Like that. Now, so what about, should you leave it open or closed? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says that the correct thing is, so you should have it open, but if a person, why should you have it open? Because when you close it, there's a problem, Tirchah the Tzibura, which is a massive chiddush. Even a couple of seconds, no, there's not much chat, but as I state, So left, you should leave it open. If you're going to leave it open and say, Baruch Hashem, Shabbat Habon, people are going to think it says in the Torah, the brachos. So it says, I'll tell you what to do, bend to the left, not to the right, where normally the card, if you think about it, normally the person's card, where it says Shabbat is normally to the right, which is a bit of a problematic. Really, because the right is the Shekhinah. You should bend to the left. It says in Mishabura, even better, it's instead of bending away, you should just close your eyes. So that's that. But the Bialocha brings a third opinion, which is only the Bialocha, it's not Mishabura, that it's not a problem to close it, there's no problem to Tuchu Tzibura. And you can just say it however you want. So, Lemaisa, whatever you do is correct, but Mishabura's Eitze is to open it and close your eyes. Now, what about kissing? When you put so the meaning is many people go to the actual letter and kiss it. Now that McCoy, that Mishabur doesn't talk about that. Mishabur just talks about at the end of the Aliyah, the only kissing Mishabur talks about at the end of the Aliyah, when you finish the Aliyah, before you go, after the Bracha, give a kiss. It doesn't, not on the letter, but on the side of the Sefer Torah. Where does it come from, kissing the actual letter? So that comes from the Sharia Ephraim, which is the Minig Vasikin. But the Ma'aseh, there are many Cholkim on this, and they say that when you're going to rub the letter, it can rub out the actual self. So some are against that. However, some say today the ink is much stronger, so it's okay. But it hasn't got a makor. Mishnah Berurah doesn't actually bring down kissing the letter. It just talks about when you go away from the Sefer Torah, give a kiss at the side. That's the gabbai that. Now, when you say Baruch Hu, it's an important thing. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Lamatesi, Vav, you should say B'Koil Rom. Koil Rom means enough that 10 people should hear. Unfortunately, you get some people who are a bit shy, and they say it to themselves, and it's a bit of a problem, because Baruch Hu means you should go and bench Hashem. And if you say it to yourself, no one else can hear, and who are you speaking to? And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you didn't say it loud enough, Yesh Oimim, the Tzorich Lachzer Levorich. I don't know if we're going to manage to get him to do that, but the Yeshua in Tzorch Lachzer Levorach B'Koy Rom, B'Oyrim, B'Lachash Toye. It's a stark in the shayness of the Shulchan Aruch. One should be careful, 10 people should hear. If not, it's a shayla of Rochel Batola. No, if no one can hear you. The ik is the Baruch you should say loud. The rest you should say loud, but Baruch is more important. Now, when you get an Aliyah, the minig is you should hold the Atzei Chaim when you get an Aliyah. And the same thing is, when you're having Aliyah during the Kriya, you should also hold on. And the Makoy of this is also the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah says, a smach for this is Chazak ve'amatz. Chazak, hold on to it, ve'amatz. Which is talking about Torah. So, it's nishtam, people hold on to it, it's actually got a Makoy. And Chazak ve'amatz, that's actually where the words Chazak, and this Chazak comes from. So there's an Indian to hold on to it. What? What? When they're closed? Not sure.
Usually about one.
But what happens if you close? If you're having, you're saying, if your meaning is to close the safe area? Yeah, I don't think it makes a difference. As long as stay, you should definitely hold on to it. Now, there's a meaning the Magen Avraham brings down. However, Mishabura doesn't bring it down. When you say the Nosan Lonas Teirosa. Whenever you say the word Teira, you should pick up the Sefer Teira. The Shmuel doesn't bring down this minik, however, some have the minik from the Morgan Avraham. In the first bracha, Shabbat Makalam, the Nosan Lonas Teirosa, you lift it up. And the same thing is in the bracha Chroina, the Nosan Lonas Teira Semes. Whenever you say the word Teira, then you give a shake. They have the minik by Megillas Esther, for those who know, right at the end, so it says Igeres, and then it says you should shake it. So in Mustama, it's the same idea. And finally, when you finish the Aliyah, then you should read the Bakar, yeah, it's important to read the Bakar, although B'diavad is not Akav, because someone who's blind and can't see, it's still okay, but like a Tchili, you should still read with the Bakar, because it shouldn't be a Bracha Batala. And when you finish the Aliyah state, Din in the Ramah, you should wait there. You shouldn't need the Sefer Torah himself. I mean, even though you've had the even though the next person is there already, so if you would go down before the next person comes up, then you're leaving the Sefer Torah by himself. So the Medina, you should wait till the next person comes up. However, the Ramads on the Minig is to wait until the next person started the Bracha. So that's really Shlav based. Once the next person starts the Bracha, then really you can go down already. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, since people, once you start walking around, you won't hear Kriyas HaTorah properly, so therefore the Medakta can wait until the next person has actually gone. So that means the next person has finished his Bracha Achrayna, then you go down. That seems to be the... But you want to know, it's only medaktikim. Medina can already go down as soon as the next person is there, because the Sefer Torah is not by himself. The last thing I'll finish off is about the chashivas of a gabba. It's a moedei kazach, the Mishnah Berurah being down from the Levush, that the we know in Matan Torah what happened was, Hashem was the one who was commanding Moshe Rabbeinu to come up, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah to the Eden. So there was three people, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Eden. So says the Levush, believe it or not, a Gabba, who's the one who's calling up, who should come alone, or knows that upon who should lane, and today who should be Yotzeba from the Baal Torah, he is corresponded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person who is a Baal Torah, he's corresponding to Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's giving over the Torah. The person who gets an Aliyah, he's corresponding to the Shlichus of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, state you should especially have three people during Kriyas HaTorah to remember this Maimed HaSinai, the Oila, who's the Yidin, the Baal Torah, who is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gabba himself, Gabarishan state only, the Gabasheni, Gabarishan, who is B'mokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you see from this Levush, how the chashivas of a gabba, he should be yeshlivchoy leskan ish nichbod ubal masim toivim v'das b'yis noichem, and it shouldn't just be anyone, it should be someone who people respect, because since he's got such a chashiv eshtela, he's been mocking HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavayachol, he should be someone who's not, you know, he gets on with everybody, and it should be someone who people respect.